This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Paul Murnane, and here are today's top local stories.
We'll be hearing from a cabbie lucky to be alive after he took a bullet early this morning in Brooklyn. Now, there's a reward in the search for the shooter.
The 54-year-old driver, a native of Nigeria with five children, was shot in the face.
Thank God he's alive. Another quarter of an inch, he would have been dead.
Fernando Mateo is with the New York State Federation of Taxi Drivers. They're offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of the alleged gunman. Mateo urges other drivers to be cautious.
They need to be careful. They need to keep their eyes open. They need to make sure that they don't pick up people that they can't identify.
Mateo said the alleged gunman was captured by security cameras but was wearing a mask and may be difficult to identify. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
As we said, we expect to be hearing from the victim today on this, so you want to check back for further developments in the story. We'll have them for you right here. The feds are adding some new charges against Columbia University protest leader Mahmoud Khalil. The Department of Justice says Khalil broke the law by omitting details on his residency application. His lawyers and supporters say Khalil is a poster child for the punishment of free speech freedoms, but as first reported by the New York Times, the feds are saying he did not report work for the Syria office in the British Embassy in Beirut on his residency papers. In new court documents, federal prosecutors are arguing that misrepresentations in this context are not protected free speech, adding that there is now an independent basis to justify removal. A member of Khalil's team called the new charges weak and says, quote, that only the government has scrambled to add them at the 11th hour, and that only highlights how its motivation from the start was to retaliate against Mr. Khalil for his protected speech in support of Palestinian rights and lives. They say he has been in ICE custody since earlier this month. He has a plan. Mayor Eric Adams talking about what he sees as his path ahead to another term at City Hall. He's also confirming plans to stick with the competition in a very crowded field.
The mayor is putting to bed any questions about possibly running as an independent.
I'm going to be running as a Democrat. I say this over and over again, and we will map out our plan when time is fitting, but I'm running as a Democrat.
With no official campaign events yet, the mayor is being questioned about his reelection strategy and pushing back.
Give me your definition of campaigning. Going to houses of worship, I do that. Going to town hall meetings, I do that. Going into the streets and shake hands with people, I do that. Kiss babies, I do that.
He is stressing that it's different as an incumbent because you have a record to run on. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The search continues for a driver wanted in a fatal hit and run in the Bronx over the weekend. The victim's car had stopped on the southbound Deegan Expressway near Fordham Road. This was around 3:45 on Saturday morning. A Mercedes rear-ended the car, and the driver, wearing a blue jacket, fled on foot from the Mercedes. Daryl Mathis was from Elizabeth, New Jersey, we're told, and was pronounced dead at St. Barnabas Hospital. President Trump is naming his former lawyer as the new U.S. attorney in New Jersey. Alina Haba defended Trump in cases brought by the New York Attorney General, Tish James, and the writer E. Jean Carroll.
This has been a neglected state. It is one of the most populated states for its size, and it needs to stop. We're going to do a bang-up job. I cannot wait. It's a great honor.
She's replacing John Giordano, who was named by Trump as the new ambassador to Namibia. Haba, who has no prosecutorial experience, previously ran a small firm specializing in civil litigation. She'll oversee the work of about 150 federal prosecutors in the state of New Jersey. Women are putting in an extra 53 days per year to even up the pay gap with men here in New York. That's according to a new report just dropped from the state controller, Thomas DiNapoli. His office reports median full-time earnings of $62,111 for women in 2023 in New York State, $71,168 for men. The biggest pay gap is reported in the legal field, where women are earning 68 cents on the dollar as compared to median pay for men in the legal line. DiNapoli reports that women have been losing ground if you look at the overall state pay rate since 2015. Family and caretaking responsibilities are a bigger issue for women in the workforce, and that impacts their pay. A woman has been sentenced to 20 years in state prison for physically assaulting and causing the death of her 15-year-old cousin. 43-year-old Jeanette Booker was found guilty on all counts, including manslaughter in the first degree. The Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, says the cousin, a special needs child believed to be autistic, was sent by his adoptive sister and legal guardian to live with Booker for a month in 2021 in what was described as a cousin boot camp as punishment for misbehavior at home. Under her care, the teen was repeatedly tortured, both physically and emotionally, hit multiple times with belts, forced to sleep on the floor, and was denied his prescription medications. That's hard to hear. Booker's brother also charged and is expected to go on trial in that case. Bad news for those used to playing sports at the Aviator facility, that complex in Marine Park, Brooklyn. Word today is that all the programs, at least all the indoor programs, are being discontinued.
For years, Aviator Sports and Event Center has been home to young athletes playing hockey, gymnastics, and volleyball. But now they're saying that they're closing their doors come April 14th, at least for their indoor programs. The management at Aviator says they're also in discussions with National Park Service to try and at least keep the outdoor facilities open for the fall 2025 season. But right now, it is uncertain whether or not that is going to happen. One thing is certain, Brooklyn young athletes and parents feel that their kids are losing more than just a sports facility. They're losing a home where they learned how to play these sports and compete. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.